When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
Climbing a ladder?
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Lowdown. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are cashable, and I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? You're listening to the best kept secret, BKS. Yeah. And you're listening to the Get Comfy Podcast.
And before we get into the madness that is the Get Comfy Lowdown, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
Yeah.
All right. It is time. It is high time that we predict money in the bank.
Yeah.
I was hoping you would do that. We want to give our predictions for the men's and women's briefcase winners because honestly, that's all I care about on this card.
Yeah.
Perfect. See, like, it's good whenever we have wrestling fans on the podcast, because then if I do something, or if you do something, we can, we can accommodate here.
Yeah.
All right. I want to address something real quick. Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor. This feud is pretty dang hot, if I say so myself.
I called it for SummerSlam at least, Cody versus Finn, but that didn't happen. I think it's gonna go on to SummerSlam.
I just like, and this would have been better at SummerSlam for Seth Rollins, the story of Finn versus Seth happened at SummerSlam, so they can bill it. What was it, 7 years in the making?
7 years in the making, but remember, it wasn't just Finn Balor. It was the demon Finn Balor. So you bring the demon back.
No, we ain't doing the demon no more. They killed him at Mania. I'm still upset about that. It pains me. It does. It's something on the inside. But I like how they're making Finn just like violence out of nowhere, like the thing on Raw, that whole thing got switched last minute apparently. It was supposed to be Ciampa answering the challenge. Thank God someone switched that, because it's like, why would you make Ciampa lose?
Well, so funny enough, Vince is the one who switched the segments around.
Oh gosh, that feels it feels
dirty. It was a good switch.
It was good.
And also, and Triple H agreed on it because he didn't want Ciampa's return coming and losing to that match. I would have loved Johnny Gargano answering the challenge. They're in Cleveland. That would have been cool. Not on the show, but still good. Still good enough for Finn attacking and killing our boy.
Yeah, and it still made more sense for Ciampa to come out and attack Miz because they were riding together. But now let's do what. I'll let you steer the ship. It might crash at this point, or people are, I'm not even going to make that joke because it's not in good taste. It's still ongoing. I was talking about the submarine. I've been invested in that story. But anyway, we're talking about Money in the Bank. I'm not trying to get sidetracked here.
For once, it's even not me getting sidetracked.
It's not. I have a lot going on in my head today, as you can tell. What match, men's or women's, are we going first?
As much as I want to talk with men's, I want to say that last. So let's go with women's.
Okay. And as a little caveat, because you like calling your shot, for extra brownie points in our lives, I guess. I don't know. We're going to predict who the winner cashes in on.
oh, cashes in on, not who wins the money in the bank.
It adds layers because, like, this person can hold the Money in the Bank briefcase for a full year and not cash it in. So in between now and then, we could get a new world champion. We could get something else. So who knows?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Interesting.
So the women's match. Mm-hmm. My lock, my WWE lock is Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch. Interesting. Interesting.
Only for the fact I'm looking at this field of competitors, not to discount any of them. It's very well constructed in my opinion, but we're looking at Io Sky, Zelina Vega, Zoe Stark, Bayley, Becky, and now Trish Stratus was just added.
Yeah, Trish, Io, Bayley, Zelina Vega, Zoe Stark, and Becky. Well, Bayley, granted, Bayley's spot is on the line on this Friday's episode of SmackDown.
Raquel Rodriguez, I think.
Yeah, there Gonzalez, you go.
She was Gonzalez, I think, at one point. One of the two switched.
Yeah, but yeah, I know her Bayley spot is on the line this Friday night. I think they were doing this prior to Money in the Bank. So from now to July 1st.
Yeah, we like, also, that's my birthday, so I like Money in the Bank. It's my birthday. It's a nice little thing. Grant you, it's at 3 p.m., you know, I don't know why.
Because it's London.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it's Becky Lynch, but part of me wants to say Bayley as well. But Io Sky, it's either going to be a spot where Io Sky is so close to getting the briefcase and then Bayley comes up and takes the moment away from her and, like, either knocks them both over or whatever. But I'm going to go Becky. I got to lock it in.
You locking it in?
I got to. Because then you're going to say something smart and then I'm going to be like, damn it. Becky Lynch. It's Becky Lynch. Don't say anything else.
I don't know what I said about Roman winning at Mania. I called it right. I did something smart because at the end you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah. I know you said something that I think it did happen. I don't know. It's Becky Lynch.
Now you said Bayley.
Yeah.
I don't think Bayley's going to win because she won Money in the Bank before.
That's right.
She did. And
that's why I did Becky.
Yeah, see? But here's the thing. I don't think they're going to give it to Big Time Banks yet. Oh, the man. I'm going with Io Sky. I'm locking it down with Io Sky. And to even do the Tamiya, she's going to cash it in Asuka.
Oh, that's have
that,
nice.
You had that segment with your Grayson Waller effect with Io Sky and Asuka setting that up. So she's going to cash it in on Asuka. And then even I'm not going to count the pay-per-view, but I think it could happen because for whatever reason, WWE likes for the women's Money in the Bank briefcase to just be cashed in the night they win it instead of Carmella, who had it like for almost the whole year. I think they're going to have it. They're going to cash it in. She's going to win it. And then they're going to fight at SummerSlam as well, hopefully. But I would like to have her hold the title a little bit longer because I want Asuka to have the title longer than just one pay-per-view. But yeah, Io Sky is going to win the Money in the Bank and cash it in on the SmackDown Women's Champion, whatever that's called now. The WWE Smackdown.
It's the Women's World Heavyweight Champion.
The World Heavyweight title's on Raw. That's what Rhea has. Because it's the shape of the World Heavyweight Champion.
Oh, so then it's the Women's Universe. I don't know. It's the one. They're both gold.
If you buy it on WWE Shop, it's the WWE Women's Undisputed title. That's what they call it.
There we go.
You can't be undisputed if there's two women's belts, though. It's like, it doesn't make sense. But anyway, yeah.
Nothing ever makes sense.
No.
I also, to make a correction, I said Becky Lynch is my person. And I didn't say who was she going to cash in on.
Oh, yeah.
Mommy?
Are you going to say mommy?
I can't. Because all of me wants that Bianca Rhea matchup that they teased. And I think that, you know, that works. Becky's on Raw?
Becky's on Raw.
Damn.
Becky's on Raw. because she was shooting with Trish. So I remember
that's right.
Can you imagine if Trish wins it? Like, out of nowhere?
See, now you said it, and it might happen.
Yo, she's a full-time wrestler now.
This is so difficult.
You're like, why did I say that?
Why did I? Becky's going to cash in on Asuka at SummerSlam. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe BL.
But you know, the stories there with Trish, you know, because she never got to have a woman's contract signing. Becky did. She never had a woman's Money in the Bank briefcase. She could be the first one to win it and then cash it in when they're in Canada. Think about that.
I'm not changing.
But what a pop.
I refuse.
What a pop if Trish wins and then cashes in August. We know August there in Toronto.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's going to be tough. All right. Anyway, before I change my mind on anything.
I'm trying to tempt you right now. I'm pulling the strings, giving you all the logical answers.
I'm so easily influenced with this stuff. We're going to the men's Money in the Bank ladder match featuring. Yeah. There you go. Featuring Ricochet.
Yeah.
That was so delayed. Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah.
Santos Escobar.
Yeah.
Butch, a.k.a. Pete Dunne.
Dummy.
Dang. Damian Priest.
Dummy.
The Maverick, Logan Paul.
Dummy.
And L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just come to a general consensus here. It's L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
If you go against him, I'd be very surprised.
You know this. I've been winning since day one. I was happy when he got signed to NXT. I got happy when he got pushed. When he was Eli Drake is when I've been following this guy. I love LA Knight.
I am 100% behind LA Knight.
I'm surprised you're not Damian Priest, because rumor has it it's him and LA Knight, top two contenders of winning it.
Well, I said to you whenever Damian was featured, as they were doing the qualifying matches.
Yeah.
I was like, Damian Priest is such a good option, but you can't deny LA Knight is so over right now.
Dude, I'm going to call it what it is, that Rock promo that he did.
Oh, it was. If that, honestly, I'll fully admit, I wasn't 100% sold on LA Knight. I thought he was good. I like him. He's entertaining. But as far as like Damian Priest had that moment in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
What that got him up to the promised land of this guy's a main event player. That promo by LA Knight, like you said, was so Rock, Stone Cold, and it had the delivery, had everything. I mean, he was roasting everybody. No one was safe. Yeah. But
my buddy said it was like that same energy.
Oh, yeah.
As The Rock. And in interviews, people have said that, when Rock and LA Knight in the room and they're not looking and you hear one talking, they're not sure if it's The Rock or LA Knight because they have the same monotone, that same, like you say, energy doing it. And dude, back over at the Royal Rumble, he was getting there. People thought he was going to be, he's warned the people to fight Bray Wyatt and come out better on the other side.
Yeah.
It was, which is amazing to say. At least he, that match especially, you think you would get buried, but that man missed Mania and was like, I'm going for it. Like, I'm going straight. Yeah, I'm going with LNA if you can't tell. And I now, think, well, go ahead.
No, who he's going to, all right, I'm not going to say it's going to happen at SummerSlam for the women's match or the women's Money in the Bank. I think LA Knight cashing in on Seth Rollins at SummerSlam.
So, with the women's match, I hardly think, knowing WWE, they're going to do the night of Money in the Bank to cash in. But I think Rhea and Io Sky is going to happen at SummerSlam. If it's Io Sky, if it's the rematch, or if it's like the I'm announcing my cash in at SummerSlam. A title match with these two will happen at SummerSlam, is what I'm predicting. With LA Knight, you think the obvious choice is Seth, but what a pop would it get if you have it on Roman? You hold it, or you have Roman, somebody beats Roman for the title, like a babyface, and then you have LA Knight cash it in.
All right, here's my thing. I'm only saying Seth. And I saw a TikTok this morning, and I'm going to try to piece it together and relay it to you. And then I have another thing I want to talk about real quick.
All right.
LA Knight is on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's saying it's not that plausible for him to cash in on Roman because there's just apparently other plans at play here. Whatever. You know how I feel about that. People are saying, now this is going to sound like I'm such a sympathizer, which I might be, but whatever. Since there's going to be, let's say LA Knight, SummerSlam, cash in on Seth Rollins, he's the new world heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
Now Raw is without a world champion. So, SummerSlam afterwards, or the Raw after SummerSlam, there's normally like NXT call-ups, whatever have you. Who's the bald dude? Adam Pearce. No, oh, a second. He's close. Adam Pearce comes out and says Raw doesn't have a world champion, and we would like to pull a trade with SmackDown to get our world champion back on our brand. SmackDown has LA Knight. We want the world heavyweight champion. That's our guy. They trade for LA Knight, and he's on Raw. Who do they trade for?
Cody Rhodes.
Bada bing, bada boom.
But here,
finish that damn story. Please, for the love of God.
Here's the thing.
It's not going to happen. It's not. Yeah. I just say it. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen because they could have done the same thing with AJ Styles.
This is LA Knight. It's different because it's LA Knight.
No, it's please. No, because you think AJ and Cody, both members of the Bullet Club, both tries to new champion. It's an equal trade. So they could have done it with AJ Styles. So here's my thing. You have it. If Roman holds the title to Mania and they get that Rock versus Roman match, right? Roman loses to the Rock, non-title. You have LA Knight cash in on Mania. And then, because you already have him beat. It's like, and then you have Roman goes on. Or the Civil War match. You have a cash in right there. But I am going with, since you say war title, I'm going to go be the revolutionary, the man that goes against the host here. And I'm going to go with the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship. And I think LA Knight will cash it in on Roman Reigns. And everyone in the arena is going to be saying, your new WWE Undisputed Universal Champion. It's undisputable. It's not a statement. It's a fact. It's L.A. Knight. Yeah.
All right. To throw off your game a little bit and kind of close it out on this note. The man who was just added to the Money in the Bank ladder match.
I hate it. Logan Paul. I hate it.
Is there... Because like with me with Roman versus Cody at Mania, is there even the most minute... sense that this man might win that damn briefcase?
I hate it. Once again, you're putting in somebody who there's so many other superstars who could have benefited in this Money in the Bank.
Johnny Gargano.
Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa, who came at Chad Gable, could have all benefited from this match. But I see why they put Logan Paul in this match.
It's mass appeal.
Not only mass appeal, you give that idea of, is now LA Knight going to win? Is Damian Priest going to win? Because they're like, WWE smart with Triple H on the helm. Triple H is like, oh, everyone thinks they're going to win, so let's throw this Maverick in here just to turn off the people's famous. Have like, there's no way they're going to put Logan Paul, but they might give him the briefcase. They might.
Part of me is scared, but I don't. In the sake of every time we talk about something, it happens on the pod. We'll just leave it at that.
I got the inside scoop for WWE. He got the script. I got the script.
All right. Before that happens.
But he's not going to win it. It's going to be your boy, everybody's boy. Everyone's going to be saying his name, L.A. Knight. Yeah.
All right. So that about does it here for the Get Comfy Lowdown. We hope you guys enjoyed. This show goes live every single Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes.
Yeah.
Spotify.
Yeah.
And the Bleav Podcast Network.
Yeah.
I've been K-Lo, joined by the one and only
Dummy.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.